Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Corn in a Small Town, The Corn Stalk Guy, and Stupid World Records. It's all coming up right after this.
Hi, Jess Hooker here.
And I'm Chick McGee. Remember the Off the Air podcast?
I do.
We're back.
What?
That's right. It's on the Bob and Tom VIP section of the Bob and Tom, BobandTom.com.
Yeah.
Just hook yourself up with the VIP and wham, there you've got video of the show in the morning. You've got all the Bob and Tom 24/7 goodies and you get the Off the Air podcast.
Yeah. And you can sign up monthly or you can sign up yearly and save money.
Try it out. And then, of course, you're going to sign up you and your friends for the rest of your life. So do it now.
Yeah. Gift it.
Nicaragua Foods, the company that first brought you government cheese whiz and the chocolate Chinese fortune cookie Oleos, presents a new breakfast treat. Oh, hello there, 12 and under demographic.
Hi, Uncle Nick.
What's eating there, youngster?
Oh, just some Cap'n Crunch.
Tired of the same predictable breakfast cereal?
No, not really. I like Captain.
Shut up and follow with the brand. You're fed up with the usual crap. Anyway, you need my new combination, fortune cookie and joke book, in a convenient foodstuff form. Grab some milk and enjoy a big bowl of new wacky bit cereal. Try some, you little demon.
Yeah, they're okay.
Just keep chewing, you little moron. With Wacky Bits, breakfast will crack you up. You see, as you crunch the little cereal cookies...
Hey, Uncle Nick, there's something in my cereal. There's a piece of paper in this.
That's the bit, you little creep. Inside the cereal are little slips with some of the greatest jokes of all time. Read it.
No, lady, I was talking to the duck.
I love that one. Keep chewing, Billy.
You could eat a bowling ball if you had to.
Yes, with Nicaragua's Wacky Bits cereal, breakfast will fast become your family's favorite meal and the life of any party with the Wacky Bits Party Mix.
Larry, nice bash. Have you tried the Party Mix? Enjoying it now. Robert Goulet? Yep.
That's right. Wacky Bits cereal. And coming soon for the family pooch, a doggone taste treat. Kibbles and Wacky Bits. Say, Fido, what you got there? Find my keys, and we'll drive out. Ask your favorite grocer where to find Wacky Bits cereal. Or call 1-800-EAT-BITS. Operators are standing. Bye.
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Pat Godwin's really separate. He's in another building.
Yep. Now, well, Pat, he's the filthiest of all of us, yeah.
Well, you know, it's based on distance and germs. let's see. Well, Pat, I gave you the challenge a couple hours ago, it seems like. I guess it was half an hour ago. To do a song about an interesting story in the news. A song that no one found interesting except for me.
Mm-hmm. You mean the story?
This is a rough one.
Yeah.
Dumb story.
I will do the story.
Go ahead.
A corn stalk growing through a crack in a Sioux Falls City sidewalk has been rescued. According to the Argus leader, the stalk was popular, so popular it even had his own Twitter account. Mayor Paul Tenhaken said the plant, dubbed the 57th Street Corn, was a symbol of resiliency and hope during the pandemic. Residents reported Wednesday morning someone had ripped out the lone stalk.
Wait a minute. Resiliency and hope.
Yeah.
So no matter what happens.
It's a happy
story.
No
matter how bad things get, right, Tom, we've got that corn stalk.
Yep.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, sirree.
That busted through the concrete of a fine sidewalk that now has to be paved, repaved over by the taxpayer.
That was dropped in the droppings of a bird, probably.
That's right.
Countless people tripped over it, turned their ankles.
I am stunned that you would take this sweet story from the Argus leader.
Reports
by the
local.
Way, you know, the editor of the Argus leader, Connie Argus.
Oh, God. You are a child.
Connie, will you let me swallow my tea before you say something?
You need an L in there, I think.
It still kind of works.
It's theater of the mind.
It still kind of works.
Your mind took you there.
Did it?
Yeah. Local realtor Chad Tyson picked up the stock, called several corn experts for advice on reviving the plant. Oh. His family's now caring for the corn stalk and intend to replant it in a public space with the help of the city.
Yeah, out of the way of bicyclists and walkers.
But you're missing. You're missing the point.
Am I?
Yes. Yes. This is like the rebirth. It's a symbol of.
This is the phoenix in the ashes for you.
Yeah. And they're selling T-shirts.
Yeah,
and,
I haven't gotten that far. The Stockyards Ag Experience, a group working to transform the city's vacant stockyards into an interactive experience, is selling T-shirts commemorating the stock.
Commemorating?
Yep. Cool. Commemorating. And social media users mourn the loss of the corn stalk while someone attached a sign to a traffic post where the stalk grew that read, "Corn R.I.P.
But they've rescued the corn stalk, and it's going to be growing again. And I asked Pat if he could compose a song about this.
A lot of choices here.
All right. Well, what'd you choose?
You
gonna do all?
Well,
gonna,
I could have did this.
I could have did this.
Yeah.
Could have did what I wanted to did.
Mama rating. Cool occasion. Corn free came up through the concrete.
Oh, I like it.
But you're choosing not to do
but
corn
you're not.
Free. No, or you could have gone corn in the wild.
Oh, that's good.
Corn in the USA.
That's also good.
So all plays on born. Okay.
But I chose.
That would be the key word here, Josh. Thank you. Why don't you be quiet?
Corn in a small town.
You were.
Corn in the sidewalk of a small town.
Yeah, baby.
Came up through the concrete of a small town. A symbol of resiliency. Corn just can't be bested.
Yeah.
Most parts of me can't be digested.
That's right.
Your turds are corn infested. Think about that. Before you eat me, or you see me again.
Boy, oh boy.
He couldn't wait to get it in.
Boy, you're just pander.
Man after Tom's heart.
Oh, man.
I know my audience.
Yes, you do.
Your turds will be corn infested. Thank you very much. I'll tell you, I haven't been this excited about corn since I heard the word shuck. That's one of those words you've really got to be careful saying.
Shuck?
Yeah. Oh, it's got the sh sound and it's got the uck sound, and you just you got to be really, really careful.
You know, I'm not really careful with it. You know, I don't really give a shuck.
Oh man!
See, but I bet when you said that, your brain kicked into that. Yeah. There's that special radio gear you put things in, going. Okay, slow down.
You're right.
There's a joke here. But if you slip, they're going to have to hit the button.
Willie, play it cool.
Play it cool, Daddy.
Wow. Wait, by the way, in that story, when they said that they had to call corn experts,
yes.
Is there a more boring person than a corn expert?
No, I think it's fascinating.
There's probably some guy at a place like Purdue that's a corn expert that is responsible for saving millions of lives.
Okay, sure. No, you're right. Okay,
it's not the kind of thing that you're at a cocktail party. Hey, look, there's John Mellencamp. I don't want to talk to him. I want to talk to the corn guy.
Yes.
When, in fact, John would be talking to the corn guy because he's got a serious interest in agriculture.
No, obviously, agriculture experts, they're very important. But, yeah, just the idea of saying, I've got to call a guy. Like, as if you, Dad, were to have, I got to call my corn guy. He's coming
in. I'm surprised you don't have a corn guy.
Actually, I do have a corn guy.
There we go.
The guy who sells you corn in the parking lot? That dude?
That guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and finally decent corn this year, by the way.
I don't know where you've been getting your corn, because I've had great corn.
I'm like on week two of the great corn, and the tomatoes now, unbelievable.
Yeah.
They're so good right now.
They are delicious.
And this is, someone needs to explain why this year's cantaloupe is better than, last year was pretty good. This year the cantaloupe is really good.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing.
So God bless all the farmers, please, and everybody who hauls the stuff and picks it. We thank you so much.
Extra.
I was corn in a small town.
He loves it.
I heard the Sports Extra, Chick.
Thank you, John.
I heard it too, Chick.
This just in to the – actually, we do have a world record coming up. But this just in.
Yep.
Last night at a Major League Baseball game, a foul ball was hit into the stands and hit a teddy bear right in the face.
I saw this. Knocked him.
Just – crushed him.
Wow.
And if that doesn't, here you go, Tom. If that doesn't say everything you need to know about 2020,
take that.
That's
it. It's the size of the famous teddy bear you had to get shipped from Florida. It's a massive teddy bear.
That's a good looking teddy bear.
It's the teddy bear from the movie, Ted.
It kind of does look like Ted.
Right in the face.
Right in the mush.
That should be an extra run.
Did you see the thing? Bonk. Wait a minute. Did you see, Phillies' Jose Alvarez carted off the field after taking a 105-mile-an-hour line drive to the groin.
Oh,
poor guy. Boy, that's rough. That is rough.
It's brutal.
Gosh.
That'll burst
the test. Just,
they do pop.
And I'll tell you what, though. He makes the play. He's on the mound. Yeah. Gets it in the balls. Does a left-hand pickup with the ball. Underhands it to the pitcher.
No way.
And then he's down.
I bet.
He just made the play.
He just won the MVP award right there. That's all there is to it.
I mean, the presence of mind it takes to get rid of your pain for just a second, that's incredible.
He just won the Rawlings Gold Cup Award.
No, he should have worn a gold cup.
Yeah. He's okay now, right?
Talking to various friends that we know in the NFL, et cetera, very few guys wear a cup anymore.
Right.
In the NFL, what would you say, Chick? 0%? 7%?
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe it is zero. Maybe it's closer to zero.
Now, do you own a cup?
Do I?
Yes.
No.
Josh?
Yes, I do.
You do?
Uh-huh.
Would you bring it in next week?
Sure. Okay. Yeah, what do you want to do with it?
I want you to wear it upside down on your face.
You want to make? Oh, okay.
You want to make sun tea out of it?
Like a hockey mask?
Yeah.
Which will break first, your mind or your body? Hey, guess what time it is?
Ace, do you own a cup?
Yes.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, okay.
Do you, Tom?
No, do you?
Why would I own a cup?
Why does anyone? Do you guys, are you just waiting to get picked for a softball game at any time? Why would anyone own a cup at this point?
I don't
know. Josh and Ace both have them. Pat, I assume you probably have one with your multitude of injuries.
I was in a micro-budgeted movie where I played a superhero, and so I had a cup as a codpiece.
Gotcha.
And I just kept it. And,
gotcha.
Yeah. I bet Ace's cup looks like you could play highlight with it.
It's a cesta.
Yeah. Wicker basket.
Well.
No, there's no other radio station doing cesta jokes.
Remember Roy of Siegfried and Roy? The PC war? Woo!
It would enter the stage before he did.
Yeah, it's a shame he didn't wear anything protective around his neck.
That's cold.
A British record-breaking legend has earned
his. Yes.
He's from Badger's.
Nigel Rush.
He's from Badger's Drift.
Nigel Rush.
Nigel Rush.
If only.
Oh, that'd be great.
He's earned his 7th Guinness World Record after breaking the record for the. Fastest electric ice cream van.
What?
We got a lot going on here. So there's.
It's a big story.
It's an electric van. And it's the fastest,
and it sells ice cream.
So here's what you got going here. You got a vehicle, those electric vehicles. You can't hear them coming.
Correct.
I know that because Haywood almost ran over
Prius. They have sound effects now where the car sounds like it's.
So you got an electric vehicle you can't hear. The kids. It's also the fastest electric ice cream van in the world. So now it's jetting down the road.
Yeah.
The good news is if the kids can catch it, they deserve the ice cream because they've already burned off the calories.
Yes.
If they didn't get hit by the thing because they couldn't see it.
Well, it has to play music.
Yeah.
It's an ice cream van.
Sure, you can hear Turkey in the Straw coming.
Not anymore.
No, yeah, I don't play that.
I don't like these records where there are so many factors in it. Like, especially watching playoff basketball, you'll notice they'll be like, no, that's the most points shot by a point guard on a Tuesday in the playoffs.
Yeah.
It's so specific.
Yep. Yeah, they have those saber matricians just sitting there waiting.
That's the thing. Who knows that stuff?
And who has to know that? Interns. Oh, that's what an intern
an
has
An expert
to do.
In metrics.
That's the most shots ever taken by a 5'9" players in the first 9 minutes of the game.
Gosh.
Back to you, Chuck.
Exactly, yeah.
They're doing that now to fill in because they don't want the announcers ad-libbing.
Yeah, they want the announcers to keep their mouths shut.
That's become problematic.
Gee, I don't know how this mic got on.
They should make mics physically hot when they're on. so that you know.
If you hear a
So I'm sorry. So this
we're back to this. Can I get back to the world record?
Yeah.
It's the fastest electric ice cream.
The gentleman's name, Ed China. EDD China.
His, and he lives in Britain?
His truck reached a top speed.
His sister, they call her VA.
What?
Vagina. Yeah. Vanessa Alice. But they call her VA for short.
VA China.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Man, I thought Argus was bad. Ed China's truck reached a top speed of 73.921 miles per hour.
Handy.
At Elvington Airfield in Yorkshire, England.
Instead
back
of playing Turkey in the Straw place, Sammy Hagar, I can't drive 55 as it whizzes past kids. I just wanted a popsicle.
73 is not that fast.
Yeah, but for an ice cream
truck. It's an ice cream truck. It's not an Indy car.
China began working on the truck back in 2000.
Well, it looks like Marco Andretti just got passed by an ice cream truck.
He's been working on the truck for 2 years. He started back in 18 after learning ice cream vans were being banned in some London boroughs due to their toxic emissions.
Okay.
He since developed a special engine conversion
kit. Well, we don't know. Maybe those ice cream trucks were complete poison machines.
Look, if you're going to eliminate vehicles, ice cream trucks, don't get rid of those. They bring joy.
What's your go-to ice cream truck order?
You're not going to believe me when I tell you.
No, I will.
I like those pre-wrapped cones.
Drumsticks.
The drumsticks.
Oh, that's mine, though. That's my number one.
Those are great.
Yep, yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, that's from an ice cream truck,
those
are the best.
A pre-wrapped cone. It's called a drumstick.
Yeah, the drumstick.
I'm sure it has a different name in the UK.
Or if I really want to treat myself, the Choco Taco.
I was going to say the Choco Taco.
What is the Choco Taco?
It's a drumstick in taco form. It's got all the ingredients of a drumstick, but it's in a taco.
It talks like a taco.
Josh, I don't know if we just had some sort of fat guy communication, but I was going to say that exact same thing.
Yes.
It's like a drumstick on its side. It's so good.
Now, Pat, I understand you like Mr. Softy.
Why would I like Mr. Softy?
Because of your penis doesn't work. Yeah.
No, you can't get an erection. We all know it.
Remember how broken it is? Yeah. Well, it doesn't need to work, does it?
No.
Yeah. So
I wouldn't need to work.
Can you imagine? No, women hate you. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine that phone call? The phone call, some guy goes, well, honey, I got a job. Yeah. Mom's driving a truck. Well, I'm Mr. Softy, because you know she's going to have to respond. I'll say. Now, the pool boy. So this is nice. He's got the world's fastest ice cream truck. And
so does he actually use it? Is he an ice cream man?
Yeah. He makes, say, $100 a day.
Okay.
I think he's doing his part to fight childhood obesity by making the ice cream truck inaccessible and quiet.
Do you guys remember the Cap'n Crunch ice cream bars?
Yes, absolutely.
Those were amazing.
Yep.
They were kind of like Choco Tacos, maybe.
Okay.
They were like those strawberry shortcake bars.
Oh, yeah, I like
and
those.
they had chocolate too. Yeah. And yeah.
Oh, so good. Just,
if you read this whole article, this guy set the world's fastest ice cream van record in a school zone.
Oh, all right. Yeah. So he's
so many kids
back in the
injured,
day when the school was in session.
No need for it now.
The joke isn't dangerous enough right now.
No.
He had to clarify it was back in the day when there were many children about.
Many children. Yeah.
Is it a generational thing? Did you guys have like the Spider-Man, the SpongeBob flavor, those things? Not flavor, the characters.
I remember Pac-Man
bars.
Being a...
was it a fudge sickle?
Yes, that's why it was a Pac with a K at the end.
You just can't be stopped today.
He's on fire, guys.
My God. He's having a great time if we want to join him.
Right.
You're going to be laughing through the whole next break.
Holy hell.
Pac-Man. Fudge.
But now let's get to the serious story about hangover cures, Christy. People seem to want to hear this.
Researchers in Finland claim to have discovered a cure for hangovers. In a study published in the journal Alcohol and Alcoholism, scientists said that a dose of 1,200 milligrams of the amino acid L-cysteine reduced nausea and headaches, while half that dose was found to relieve stress and anxiety.
Isn't he a comedian?
L-cysteine. L-cysteine?
Yeah, Catskills guy. Good. Funny.
Very funny.
Horrible. Never even belched anything funny.
The study was done at the University of Helsinki.
Just imagine a made-up comedian.
That's right. Sort of. I can't stand him already.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did, and I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.